Joining me is Steve Burr. Steve, the mini revival for Kidderminster continues. 2 points now on the travels in successive games. That must be building a little bit of confidence into the team after the start of the season.
Yes, I mean, I thought it was no more than we deserved tonight, to be honest. And I've just said to the boys in the dressing room that, particularly in the second half, you know, we've got some good lads here. And they showed a lot of character tonight to keep going because... second half in particular, I don't think Braintree had an effort on goal, and it looked like it was going to be one of those nights. You know, I thought Braintree played quite well in the first half. They got a fantastic goal, but I thought we played, you know, reasonably well in the first half. But second half, you know, I just said to the boys in there that, you know, they got their rewards tonight. And I mean, listen, I'm as frustrated as anybody where we are, because we're not used to being where we are. And so are the players. But we are where we are, and we've got to build on what we've done on the last two games. But I just saw a lot of a lot more energy tonight, especially in the second half. And I think it would have been a travesty had we not got anything out of that game tonight.
Yeah, the positives of that, Steve, weren't they? Richard Pennicott, especially early on in the game, you know, one effort against the Bar and another effort kicked off the line. Did you start thinking then, oh no, we're in for a long evening?
Well, you do, because, you know, the way the results have been, you do think like that, and you think, well, you know, we haven't been scoring goals, and you do think like that. And but to be fair, you know, like I say, the lads kept going. I thought Richard tonight, for his start, the debut that he made, he just tired towards the second half, and we fetched him off, and I thought Bliss did quite well. I thought all the subs, you know, ignited us second half. You know, I thought Vincent did well when he went on. But, you know, these lads are okay. You know, I'm disappointed as anybody at the start that we've made, but the character that they've shown tonight, especially, you know, when you're down there, certain things don't seem to go for you. I thought we put a lot of balls into the box tonight, and little things never dropped for us. But, you know, at the end there, Mickey stuck one away, and he latched onto the rebound, and there was no stopping that once it left his left peg.
Many a striker would have been proud of that sort of strike, wouldn't they?
Well, we're just pleased with any goals at the minute, because, like I say, we're not scoring enough goals. But that'll come. I think you saw tonight that the chances that we've created, it will turn for us, because we can't keep creating chances and not scoring. You know, Malbs is having a bad time at the minute. He can't score, you know, and obviously Ryan Rowe's been struggling as well. But it's just a confidence thing. These lads are good players, and they'll be back, and they're important to us. And we've seen that they've not been a flash in the pan. They will be good players for us. But at the minute, you know, they've lost a little bit of confidence.
Surely performances like the one at Barrow, to go and get a point at Barrow, to come here at Braintree, who themselves have been on a good run, Steve. As you say, you know, the players have got to take heart from that. The fact that it wasn't a victory, but it's another point, and it's a, you know, sort of taking them in the right direction.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, any other time, because we're not used to being where we are, we expect to come to places like Braintree. And no disrespect to Braintree, because they're a good side. Alan's got a good side here, and the likes of Barrow and win. But, you know, we're where we are in the table. That's, you know, that doesn't lie, because we haven't been clicking. You know, we're still tinkering with things, me and Gary, to get things right. And we'll keep doing it until we get the wins. But at the moment, you know, like I say, we're just frustrated at where we are. But there was a lot of good things tonight, I felt, and good energy about the park. And, you know, we'll just hopefully build on that now and get a win on Saturday.
Defensively, Josh Gowling coming in for his debut, looked very assured, very confident for a lad who hasn't played much this season.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you know, we brought one or two lads in. I thought Josh, for his home debut, I thought he was excellent tonight. And, you know, we brought one or two lads in, and it's sometimes difficult to settle. And, you know, we've left Ryan Austin out tonight. But, you know, Ryan's a good player. He showed enough in pre-season that he's a good player. And, you know, it's just at the moment, confidence is a bit low with one or two. But a performance tonight, you saw when Mickey scored the goal how much it meant to everybody. And like I say, the one pleasing thing tonight was that we've sent our supporters home with something again. Not a win, you know, we want to win every game we play in. But, you know, for them to come all this way here on a, you know, it's a long trek from Kidderminster, and the support that we got and the support that they give myself and to the players has been tremendous, you know, and we perhaps don't deserve that quite so much at the minute with the way some of the performances have been. But, you know, that's the way it is, and we've just, like I say, it's not a position we like being in, but we're, you know, we're working hard to turn things around.